Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Juan McCartney is sponsored by Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, CFAL, Ron's Electric Motors, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, the Water and Sewage Corporation, BTC, the Pan American Health Organization, and Anyway Insurance Agents and Brokers.
I can go now? Yeah? All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Today we're going to talk some national issues. We're going to be talking about the IMF's Article 4 mission statement. We're also going to talk a bit about, and I think that this would behoove us in terms of understanding it. Because people go, IMF, who's this? What? You'd be surprised. And they go, why are they telling us anything? Why are they? Well, it's because we signed up for the Articles of Agreement with the IMF. And part of that is the Article 4, which includes a mission to make sure that we're living up to the tenets agreed by nations that join the IMF. And it instructs us from what we're talking about, the IMF, with what's going on here. All right? Now, I'm going to say this at the outset. I don't want no trouble, right? Now, you're going to have problems with me. That's okay, because I try to speak frankly, but I don't want no trouble. You ain't got to get wrapped up completely in your feelings, but I'm going to say some things about what the IMF has said, and then I'm going to say some things that I think have gone untended by the current administration. I don't know why I keep explaining this. So if I have a criticism of the current administration, it's just an assessment of the current administration. It ain't because the FNM paying me, although, you know, all that your boy. It ain't because the PLP's paying me, you know. It ain't because of that. It's just what I see happening. Before I get into all this, I want to address something that's going on today that has yet to happen that I'm going to hopefully talk more in depth about tomorrow. And I wish I could have been there. I think my wife is going to it. Anyway, Chester Cooper is having a meeting with downtown property owners, yes? And he has apparently reached his limit in terms of allowing progress to continue to be stalled on Bay Street. Now, he explained to you the other day how embarrassing it was. I spoke numerous times about how terrible Bay Street looks. I feel worse for the tourists than I do for us. Oh, by the way, I watch y'all build a sidewalk on Shirley Street, and where Shirley Street intersects East Bay Street and Village Road in one day. Okay? When I woke up yesterday morning, there was no sidewalk on the northern side of the road. And when I drove by this morning, poof, a sidewalk appeared. So I'm going to say this. I ain't really with the House of Windsor, but y'all could come every week if it's going to get roads paved and sidewalks built and things done. They paved through your place? Carmichael Pave? Oh, where are you going? Sybil Strong? Oh, they paved the road now. The yard paved too. Blacktop fresh. Wow. Just for William and Kate. Y'all can come every week. Y'all want to come at my house? I got some work I want done. We could go buy BPL, let them tow our BPL. They could go clean up the 3 million gallons of oil seeping into the ground over there out of Clifton. Yeah. So don't tell me you can't do it. When you want to get something done, I see you can do it. I feel like the sucker waiting around here complaining about potholes and trash pickup. When the Royals come, not only are we paying a portion of their bill to be here, but we make stuff happen, like, immediately. And ain't even no question. They having a regatta out Village Row. By the way, I ain't coming out my house Friday, not past 10 a.m., so I ain't going to be here. I can tell you that, because they closing roads all around me. In any event, the state of downtown is deplorable, and I said this the other day, and I'll say it again. I blame the government, right? I don't blame the property owners, because here's what I understand has occurred downtown, all right? Through whatever means, through grants, through blood, sweat, tears, whatever, through darkness, certain people own the waterfront downtown. And the modern history, let's say the past 100 years, has been a process of numerous people having private ports of entry and controlling those ports of entry themselves, and whatever y'all had going on with customs, I don't know. And bringing in lots of goods they had exclusive distribution contracts for. So through shipping, through the merchant class, owning the shipping companies, being able to bring goods in, they made a lot of money in just a generation or two. And I'm not mad at you that you made money. I don't know how you got it, but there's no fortune in the world, as far as I'm aware, that don't have a little bit of dirt on it, a little bit of blood on it, all right? But here's the thing. You already got the spoils from being positioned downtown when it was a major retail sector. You could either say it was population shift to more of the south of New Providence and the west of New Providence that saw downtown lose its popularity as a retail sector, retail legal banking sector, all right? It may be you could blame Ingram. They made the road one way. The claim, as I understand it, although I'll have to more deeply research it, is that was the request of Mr. Sol Kersner in order to have a smooth thoroughfare to Atlantis. I'll take it. No problem. I'll take it. All right. And so you see a lot of the retail establishments that were down there, they abandoned it, right? Things have morphed. Remember? I don't know how old you guys are. In the 80s, there were certain stores, and now there are other stores, and they have certain brands, XYZ, right? And so you guys made tons of money in shipping. You made buku dollars in wholesaling, distribution, exclusive retailing of products. I'm not tripping. But the fact that you're no longer interested in exploring the market downtown doesn't mean that the entire bloody thing should fall into disrepair. Now, I remember the F&M promising. Remember I talked about this? The F&M said they're going to seize the buildings if they have to. I think that's a capital idea, right? Oh, no, Juan, what about free? Well, you're not going to have me build a new central bank, a brand new spanking Point Margarita, a new U.S. embassy, a new cabinet building, and a new cruise port, and I'm going to sink my hundreds of millions of dollars in investment for you to have these rat and roach infested properties just around the way that are really, I think Chester Cooper said this, they're like, anyone watch New Jack City? You remember New Jack City? How they had the fortress? And like, it was like a crack den on the ground floor. Like, a lot of that's going on, right? That's interesting to me, because Chester Cooper actually owns property downtown too. So we'll see. I hope he takes the hardcore approach. I hope he brings the stick. Take the carrot, but be prepared to use the stick, Cooper, because we can't let the entirety of downtown fall into that state of disrepair that we're seeing, not where we got brand new buildings sprinkled over the place and then lots of desolation and darkness. And keep in mind, downtown stretches all the way to Mackey Street. All right. The Carter. Is that the hotel? Yeah, that's the hotel. The Carter. I'm sorry. Is anyone who owns the Carter going to get offended? It's a haven for vagrants and drug users. Okay? Just in case you're wondering. Right? That's whoever's name is on that. That's what's become of it. Right? I would be like mad if I were Rodney Bain's family and they had my name on that building like it was. But at least it's not overflowing with addicts and vagrants. And I'm not saying that we should turn our back on vagrants, but what kind of society are we that we just allow the mentally ill, the homeless to roam without help? Like Michael Darville said this the other day, Dr. Michael Darville. He said, we all walk around like it's okay, right? It's okay. So I go on the corner of Mackey Street. By the way, y'all come get this dude who's beyond the corner of Mackey Street and Shirley Street. All right? Come get him. Because this thing he does, where you tell him you don't have no money and he stands there in front of your car, I don't have the necessary patience and tolerance to keep dealing with it. So y'all come get him. I've seen him actually buy food with money before. I've seen him buy alcohol with money before, too. This is his steady gig, all right? But his customer service skills suck. All right? I'm not mad at you. Have you hustled? You want to go beg? Not for me. I would be, you know, ashamed if I had to do it. But the very least you could be, like, kind of accommodating with it. There's got to be 10,000 cars passing there a day. You got to be able to scoop up one good $100. Easy. That's enough. You ain't paying rent. I know this. I see you, right? Someone's probably allowing you to keep your clothes somewhere. Maybe have a mattress. I don't know. Anyway, someone come get this dude and let him go to Bahama Host or whatever they have for people who are, you know, want to panhandle. Anyway, no, not the dude. Not the big dude. They say he used to be a taxi driver over Atlantis, the big dude. I'm talking about the slim guy. He changes operations. Like early in the morning, he's by Montague, harassing women with the filthiest talk ever. All right? And then he steps up to go to Mackey Street. And I think he could feel my energy through the window, but he doesn't move on fast enough for me. Like, I don't need you there watching me while I'm scratching, whatever. All right? So you should fix downtown. It's deplorable. It goes all the way from Mackey Street back to Nassau Street. And that entire area has concessions, has lots of stuff if you want to redevelop. But the government's going to have to do something, right? I'd rather it all be green spaces, yeah, parks, than just a bunch of abandoned buildings that everything's all messed up. And you could do a lot of craft services, too. Like, they got Riptide. Shout out to Riptide, the brewery down there on Doswell Street. Places like that where you can go. So I hope Chester Cooper uses the stick. Take the carrot. Be prepared to use the stick. All right? You've gotten quite enough out of downtown. I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, poor rich landowners. Whatever you got to do, change the covenants, change whatever. We can't. We're supposed to bring 5 million tourists to see that? And how are we going to explain it when the tourists come and see that? What city do you go to in the world that it looks progressively worse every year you come there? If you go to Fort Lauderdale Airport, you see new stuff happening every 6 months. If you go there after like 2-3 years, you're like, oh, this is a new part, right? Any major city you go, major port of entry you go to in the world, there's change, there's progress, except for us. And don't tell me, oh, a couple of people fixed their shops up. It's not good enough. It looks horrible. Horrible. And if you can't figure out a way to make money with 5 million people a year coming down there, then the problem is you. The problem is you. All right? And in the government, the problem is you. Something wrong with you. Take the land. Do whatever you got to do. Change the laws to move historic sites or whatever you got to do. Some of them, I'm married to it all, right? Like y'all are. I'm not, right? Oh, this house was here for 100 years and the midwife used to live. Okay. You know, that's, we could pack it up. Like everybody's crying about the silk cotton tree they cut down the other day. I'm going to get in trouble for this because everyone wants to pretend like they're bleeding hearts. I don't care that you cut the silk cotton tree down. What's going there? A clinic? Great. Move the silk cotton tree. No problem. They got a silk cotton tree on Village Road. It's probably been there since Lord Dunmore came from Virginia, right? That's where Lord Dunmore was from, right? Virginia? Do I remember correctly? Virginia or Carolina? Anyway, it's been there since the Loyalists came, okay? I'm pretty sure. The silk cotton tree on Village Road. And they sent out the new design the other day, and they're like, oh, we're going to remove the silk cotton tree. They're like, no! Don't move the tree. What tree? What are you talking about? Tree? Is there a shortage of trees in Nassau that I'm unaware of? Is the industrial complex just barreling through everything and there's a desolate wasteland? We got lots of trees. Or, here's what to do. I got 10 bucks on it. Let's go dig up the silk cotton tree, right? Don't damage it. Dig it up, put it on a big truck, and we'll come plant it in your yard. Since it's such a beautiful treasure. Anyway. So that's, those are my thoughts. I wish I were in this meeting with Jessica Cooper. I want to talk to the property owners. I want to tell them a few things. All right. So in any event, the IMF concluded its mission to the Bahamas. I'll tell you what it found. Hold on. Let me read some of your text messages. Says, good day, Juan. Sybil Strawn got signage and fresh paint. Bring right up for the Duke and Duchess. The flags are so beautifully displayed at Montague. Yeah, I saw that at Montague. I was like, y'all need to do this all the time. It says, what's the story with Cooper, Juan? I believe some of the landowners leave the property in a delinquent state, either waiting for stimulus dollars or the property is historical. So they say, well, let it rot because I'm not restoring it. They will build something new when it's deemed a hazard and needs to be demolished. Yeah, you got to do that. You got to move, right? You can't hold, if that's what history looks like, tear it down, right? If history looks like this dilapidated mess, tear it down, build something new. I don't get married to these things about trees. The tree, the ancient silk cotton tree. It's provided sustenance for so long. It could provide some firewood. This says, there is a farmer in his 60s, allegedly, paying thieves to steal livestock from other farmers. Tell them, stop it, please. Yes, stop it. Also, you should call the police. It says, you want to enroll him in Bahamas Host? Wrong, sir. It says his name is Frankie. He went to C.H. Reeves. Did he? Man. C.H. Reeves must be turning over in his grave. Didn't Candia go to C.H. Reeves? Or did Candia go to D.W. Davis? H.O. Nash. Okay, she went to H.O. Nash. See, look at the fine citizens our public school system turns out. Don't tell me y'all can't learn. This says, what happened to the revitalization project the government spoke of? I don't know. I guess that's what he's meeting with them about. This is a good day, Juan. It's a crying shame, the state of downtown Nassau. Downtown should be the retail hub of the Caribbean. Giuliani cleaned up New York and made it safer for residents, tourists, and businesses. Yeah, Giuliani did some darkness, too. But, I mean, you know, in the end, you know, a few thousand black men went to prison, you know, ruined some lives. But, you know, commerce thrived. I get it. That maybe wasn't the only way to do it, but okay. I was passing downtown Sunday morning because I went out. Long story, my daughter was supposed to go to a birthday party Sunday morning, then they canceled the birthday party, and I promised I'd take her out after a bottle of wine Saturday night. Waking up Sunday morning, I regretted my promise, but I still went, all right, and took her out. And when we were coming back, we passed downtown. There were 5 ships downtown, right? 5. Each one of them has to have at least 2,000 passengers, right? So let's say 50% of the people come off the ship. That's 5,000 people downtown. It was packed. There were just tourists. There were no Bahamians. The straw market wasn't open. Was it? I don't remember it being open. Nothing. Like one or two t-shirt shops were open. I was like, you guys are, there's money to be made down here. I could find money to make these people. I could find a way to make money for these people. By the way, I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be talking about the IMF, but I got things on my mind. I want to uncover this mystery today. All right? Help me, Kermie. Uncover this mystery. From Bahamar Boulevard, straight down, straight around to Saunders Beach, to Arawak Key, to downtown, to by 601 downtown, all right, all the way up to where Latitudes is, Harbor Bay, there are gray electric scooters that you stand on that are all over the place. What is that? Help me unravel the mystery. They're what? They're rent? How do you rent it? Because some klepto is going to go grab them, or they got GPS on them. Oh, you can't grab them. You got to put a credit card down. How does it charge? Or they come charge it. Solar. That's genius. That person's a genius. I want to steal that idea. Is that proprietary? That is genius. It's genius. You guys are genius. See, they figured out how to make money. You make money, and they ain't even got to come check it. Right? And I go there, and their scooters are sitting there in the middle of the night, and I come back in the morning, I'm like, it's still here. The thieves figured out they can't take it. You think a Jones really figured that out? Like, I can't grab it? Try. Then the cops came. Right? Oh, right. I don't know who owns it, but good job. It says, man, I love you. Hey, thanks. You're not a bleeding heart, an apologist, or politically correct. Love real men. We're in short supply, dying breed. Hey, no problem. I can sit here and fake it with you. Oh, the trees. Hug me, please. The silk cotton tree is, it's no longer going to be. It says, when I told you yesterday that a tax hike is on the horizon, just watch and see. Okay, we're going to talk about that because I don't see no tax hike. I hear the IMF talking, but I don't see that happening. It says, I agree, one, downtown Nassau is a dump. One, that silk cotton tree is historic. Yeah? Tell me the history. Or I'd just been there. Like, blocking up Parkgate Road. Growing roots into the corner. It says, great show as usual. I really want to be in the car when the Duke acts to see Columbus statue. Also, they plan on having a protest downtown when the Duke comes. I think it's a time and place for everything, and it's not the appropriate time to have a protest when the Duke comes. It says, great show as usual. Downtown smells like pee. I was working downtown from 1999, and from then, it smelled like pee. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, they, Candy Gibson, she's planning a protest, well, a demonstration. I'll read the release if I get a chance today. It's not particularly to, as I understand it, protest the Duke and Duchess of Windsor, per se, but just to bring attention to them as to some things that aren't going on. I need to look at it again. Maybe I'm reading it wrong. This says the straw market was open on Sunday. I was amazed with the amount of people downtown on Sunday as well. Oh, someone's telling me that you have to have a credit card to use the scooters, and they use them on South Beach, and it was in Florida for years. It's the first time I've seen it. All right. Scooters are well secured. You pay via credit card. It said these scooters have been in Fort Lauderdale for years. They're not proprietary. It says, Juan, you think they're going to remove all the vagrants along the route the Royals will be traveling? Who knows? Good question. says we need trees, Juan, to breathe. The whole movie Avatar was about a tree. I love that movie. You mean the movie about blue aliens on the moon of Pandora who can biologically link with a tree and every other animal on Pandora? Yeah, yeah. I like that tree. On Pandora, not so crazy about the tree creeping into Parkgate Road. It says they have GPS, credit card, and an app. Oh, okay. There we go. It says they got the idea from South Florida. They're fitted with cameras as well. It's a capital idea. It says you have to scan the scooter, and your phone has to stay on for it to go. Tourists really use them. They're zipping all over the area on them. They have lights for night driving, too. Yeah, great idea. Juan, you didn't see the man record himself shooting up a house on Facebook Live? I did see that. They ain't get nothing. Someone gonna try to steal them. Someone been consulting Dr. Fu Manchu. Remember him and the fiendish plot? Either him or Peggy the Brain. You've gone deep, dude. I saw the guy shooting up the house on Facebook. Dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Why you would record yourself doing that. Why you would do that, you know, is a mystery. But to record it is just the height of stupidity. It says, wasn't that Slim Jones accused of touching a woman? I have no idea. I could believe it. He yelled obscenities at women. And when I used to jog by Montague, I used to like cross the street just to jog right past him, like to see if he would say something to me. And dude just like looks away. But if it's a woman, he has like a whole different type of energy. Like if whatever side of the street he was on, I would go to that side of the street and like kind of slow down my jogging. Just try to jog past him, see what kind of flex he had going on. Nothing. It says they're bird scooters. They have a GPS for tracking. Tourists rent them all the time. Yes, I see. Anyway, we got to go to a break. Let's go to a break. We'll be back.
We believe in relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com. Visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau, or 352-6676 for Freeport. Fidelity, we're good
for you. At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Burger King Nassau is taking spice to new heights with the new Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwiches. Enjoy your choice of a flame-grilled Whopper or crispy chicken filet topped with chipotle sauce, guacamole, jalapenos, cheese, lettuce, tomato, all on a fresh potato bun. The new Baja sandwiches at Burger King Nassau pack plenty of flavor, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings, it's the perfect way to fill your day. The Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwich are only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tuberculosis, also called TB, is a contagious disease that mostly affects the lungs and can sometimes affect other parts of the body. The bacteria that causes TB can be spread when droplets from an infected person is released into the air through coughing or sneezing. Some signs and symptoms of TB include a cough that lasts 3 weeks or longer, pain in the chest, coughing up blood, weakness or tiredness, weight loss of appetite, chills, fever, or night sweats. If you experience any of these symptoms, contact your healthcare provider immediately or contact the Tuberculosis Surveillance Unit at 502-4728 or 502-4803, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the Ministry of Health. Tuberculosis is a disease that can be treated and cured.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health.
Good afternoon, Bombers. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We didn't talk about the IMF yet. Talked about the trees. Talked about Pandora. What was it called? The Mother Tree? I forget what it was called. Right? Pandora's a moon. Right? On in the it orbits a planet in the Alpha Centauri system. All right. For those of us who believe in astronomy and physics, Alpha Centauri is a solar system that's near to our, that's the nearest system to our solar system, which is still millions of light years away. Okay, someone's calling. We'll take the call, and we'll do some text, and then we'll see if we can break down what the IMF's talking about. Although we could talk about Avatar too, right? I've watched this movie like 20 times. In fact, I think the new Avatar's coming out like next year, right? Next Christmas, something like that. I'm gonna need Fusion to like play the original Avatar in 3D. It'll make you pee your pants if you see that movie in 3D. Before we play the new Avatar, right? We could just have like a marathon. Anyway. We'll get to the IMF, I swear it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Man, you know what? I always get, you know, one text that wrote to a while ago and say they should lock up all the burgers off the street. And I spoke to some of my policemen friends yesterday and they said the same thing. But I say, when they'll lock them up, when they'll put them, he said they put them in Foxley prison. My God. I said, man, these people be immature. These people are educated people. I mean, they're locking up our people. They ain't got no place to put them. The Cubans burned down the detention center again last year. They're getting an air conditioner, 3 meals a day, getting medical attention. One, do you think these people really love us, Bahamas? One, because it's a country. And I wish some activists out there, Maria Darkson or some lawyer, to go there and sue the Commissioner of Police and sue the Ministry of National Security. Or fool them with Bahamian people. They need to leave my people alone, man. They need to leave us alone, man.
Leave the vagrants alone?
One, the Bahamians,
I don't care who they are.
They are people.
So that means when let me see if I understand this logic.
If any time you do wrong in this country, you get rewarded.
Let me see if I understand.
They are the behemoths.
What you're saying?
It's their country. It's their country.
Right. So
freedom of a movement, freedom of speech, and freedom of association. That's our constitution.
I understand. So question. So let me see if I grasp this argument, because I want to be clear, so I understand what rules we're operating under. If you're a Bahamian, you should be allowed to break the law, all right? Because loitering is against the law in almost all areas. Solicitation is against the law in almost all areas. Vagrancy is also against the law, all right? So is harassment. But because you're Bahamian, and the Cubans who set fire to a dorm at the detention center, who were actually sent to Fox Hill Prison, because that happened, Bahamians should be allowed to break the law. Let me know how this, to the extent we're taking that. So when you break in my house and you're a Bahamian, so the police should leave you alone, and I blow your head off, let me understand how far that goes, that you're a Bahamian and you could do whatever, you could clearly do whatever you want. How's that an orderly society? How is that a logical position to take about crime in our country? And when one of these vagrants who are mentally unstable, when they grab a child, when they harm somebody or themselves, you're going to say they're Bahamian. And so, because according to you, we don't treat the foreigners in the same way, they should be allowed to do that. I'm going to have to say that I'm glad you're not in charge, because that will only lead us into a death spiral of nonsense. You don't get to break the law because you're a Bahamian. That's nonsensical. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you today?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks. Vagrancy is against the law.
First of course
of all,
it is, right.
That's
yeah.
on our law books.
Right.
You were speaking about downtown also?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I have two ideas, and I know they can work because I experienced that particular idea on numerous occasions. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm going to give you something I want you to write down, and you can check it when you have some time at home.
Okay.
It's called Fremont mm-hmm. Street Light and Show Videos. I want you to watch that and look at the canopy. It's about a quarter mile long, and we can do that with a PPP, okay? Private Partnership Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And also, that could go from East Street to Victoria Avenue, and it will have a spinoff. All those other businesses that from East Street, from Victoria Avenue to the bridge, they'll be revitalized, or new businesses will appear. All we got to do downtown with those dilapidated buildings is put taxes and ordinance on those property owners.
Agreed.
And if they don't comply, the government give them a specific time to pay up. And if they don't comply, confiscate them and resell them back to Bahamians so Bahamians can open business under the same venture what I'm telling you about, the Fremont Street Light and Show videos.
Okay.
And listen, Juan, a lot of us go to Vegas, but we don't go to Fremont Street. And this year is actually free every night. You have thousands of tourists that...
Where's Fremont Street?
But Fremont Street, yes. That's
no,
the
where,
old,
where is it?
It's the old Vegas under canvas.
Really?
Okay.
I haven't... Oh,
yes,
right.
Yes,
I've been to Vegas twice and I didn't go there.
See, my aunt lived there 36 years, and that's how I got to know about it. And in the last 15 years, that's the only place I go is Vegas. I don't even go to Miami no more. It doesn't make any sense.
Vegas is nice.
It's much cheaper. Mm-hmm. But another thing we can do also, from the old Kelly shipping dock,
mm-hmm.
You remember what Christy spoke about that boardwalk?
Yeah.
We can have a boardwalk from there straight to the Paradise Island Bridge.
Absolutely.
Okay, actually, as far as it can go, we can put a 30-foot boardwalk with stores on the outside built on the Durock, and those property owners that don't want to renovate, you can have those blocked off. Okay, you could put a wooden like a fence that they wouldn't be able to see the waterfront anymore.
But I don't want no fence. You develop your property, or I tear it down. One of the two.
Yes. But I'm saying to you, they are two good ventures that wouldn't cost the Bahamas government millions of dollars, because if you do the joint venture, you will recoup your money back in a short period of time, because we got ships coming here every other day.
Yes, okay? Of course.
And the tourists looking for something different. They're not looking for the same old. And with the Freeman Street thing I'm telling you about, we could put the Bahamian spin on it, okay?
Absolutely.
But please take a look at that and report to the Bahamian people what I'm speaking about tomorrow, please.
Okay, for sure.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem. All right, we got to take a break. Listen, downtown should be your story, right? That should be the story of Nassau, is downtown. So when the tourists come, they go back and they go, damn, you need to see downtown Nassau. Not damn, you need to see downtown Nassau. You understand what I'm saying? You need to go, this is the site you want to see. You're coming to the Bahamas, and we need to fix it there, and we need to be intentional. And that people that want to cooperate, we got to leave them behind. We got to go. We can't just wait around for them to figure it out. I'm not trying to do that, right? I'll give you an example real quick. We got to go to a break. My wife asked me to go pick up like a fruit package for her on Sunday, right? And I went to the place, and I was like, this is horrible. This is atrocious. You go back if you'd like. I got the fruit package. I'm not going back, right? You don't want that as a business, right? You want the story to be like, man, I went to the fruit place, and it looked great. I took off my shoes, and I walked around in the grapes. It was so awesome. You want the story of downtown Nassau to be, it's something you got to see. It's a great, great experience. Right now, I'm ashamed to show it to the tourists. I won't lie to you. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Family Islands, that the corporation will commence mass disconnections beginning Monday, March 28, 2022, on all outstanding accounts and financial agreements. Customers who have not honored their financial agreements are advised to visit their local offices to update those agreements as soon as possible. And all customers are further advised to bring their accounts up to date to avoid the disconnection of their water and sewage services without further notice.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast. Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat. WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about the state of downtown. We're also going to talk about the IMF and some things that I'm unsure about coming out of the budget debate that the IMF talked about. All right. Let's just go through what the IMF said. All right. Also, you can call us 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796, 422-4796. And let me say something about vagrancy and this substance abuse and all this other stuff like this. Not every family is equipped to deal with people with mental illness and or substance addictions or people who simply do not want to take care of themselves and don't care what really happens to themselves other than living through impulse. Not every family is prepared to deal with that. So you are going to have people who are going to fall into vagrancy, who are going to fall into drug addiction and alcohol addiction, who are going to be homeless, who are going to seek to panhandle and beg. You have people who are going to have very deep, hardcore mental illness issues that regular families are not equipped to deal with, and you don't know their story. You don't know what happened. You don't know who went through what or who didn't go through what or whatever, right? But if you're telling me that the kind of society that you want to have is one in which these people simply fall through the cracks, no one bothers to help them, everyone acts as if it's fine, that these people need help, but they don't get help. I don't want that society. And if your heart bleeds to the point that you say, leave them all alone, but other people are made of sterner, more sensible stuff, and will say it's irresponsible to just leave them alone, it's possibly dangerous to just leave them to their own devices, then I have a suggestion for you. Let them come stay by you. Otherwise, they need medical and law enforcement attention. And it's not okay to have vagrants all up and down Bay Street, to have people who are hardly in their right functioning mind, who could do anything to anyone at any time, just loose and all about. That's not how you build a properly functioning, orderly society. And I don't know if you think it's virtuous to go, leave them all alone. Let them go seek their level and go live these lives of misery as long as I personally don't have to deal with it. Then that's on you. Me, I don't want to live in a society like that. I want to live in a society where there's help for these people. If that means they got to go to Sandilands Rehabilitation Center and we put more effort and resources into that, fine. If that means there are places at the compound at Fox Hill that they could go and live more peacefully, fine. But I'm not comfortable with everyone just roaming around doing whatever they need to do, because I'll be real with you. Again, I don't know what happened to who. But if it were one of my kids, and I maybe had passed on or something happened to me or whatever like that, and society just turned their back on them when they could have helped them, then what was the point of all this, pretending like we all had common goals moving together? To me, right? It's not something where I think that you're operating from some really good place in your heart where you're saying, leave these people alone. you don't leave people alone who need help like that. Right? It's akin to letting children wander the street. You have no idea what's happening. You have no idea what's going on. You have no idea how they eat, how they live, how they, you know. A lot of these people are in a childlike state. All right? It's uncomfortable. You don't want to talk about it because you want to feel good about yourself, that you're not judging people. But it's right there staring you in your face. All right? So you could talk about leave them alone because whatever the hell you're talking about, but whatever happens to other people, I don't think they should be left alone. I had an uncle who suffered from mental illness. And my father, he was my father's younger brother, okay? And he had a mental episode, and he never fully recovered. And he lived in my grandmother's yard for years and years and years and years, and my father took care of him. He would go get him his medication. He would go take him to the doctor. He would go take him lunch every day. Even when my father was sick, he asked me to go do it, or he'd ask my Aunt Rose to do it, his sister, all right? He died, still wanted to make sure that he was taken care of. My aunt moved into my grandmother's house because my grandmother and grandfather died, still taking care of him. He's an adult. He's my older uncle. And he died a few years ago. And none of his brothers or sisters would have allowed him to just wander the street and want no one to help him. All right? They made it a priority to take care of him. Not everybody has family like that. Not everybody's dedicated like that. If my father didn't do it, if my aunt didn't do it, I would have done it. Just because I knew how much it would have broken my father's heart if we just let his brother be all out in the street, homeless, begging, unkempt, unclean. That's not what a caring society looks like, all right? So I don't know what the hell some of y'all are talking about. I got problems with some of the vagrants. I got problems with some of their attitudes, right? I do think old boy on the corner of Mackey Street and Shirley Street needs like some customer service if he's going to be begging. But at the same time, a lot of people need help. And you're not doing them any favors by saying, let's just leave them alone. None whatsoever. You're harming them. Anyway, that's my position. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. Good afternoon to the Bahamas. All right. Question for you. What is the official boundaries of the city of Nassau?
Okay. I had this exact one time, but...
Okay.
From Mini Street on Nassau Street.
Right. So Nassau Street is the western boundary?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mini Street on Nassau Street, right. Northward to Bay Street.
Right.
All right. Bay Street all the way to Mackey Street.
That's the eastern boundary?
That's the eastern boundary.
Right.
And it goes south 100 yards past the intersection of Shirley Street and Mackey Street and back.
Huh. I thought I went all the way to Wolf Road, to be honest with you.
Downtown? No, not Wolf Road, no.
The city of Nassau proper.
The city of Nassau? Yes. Not that I can remember, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is because I'm curious about something. This is just a hypothetical for the moment. If you were to put a figure on the cost to redevelop that area just off the top of your head, what would you estimate that figure to be for that geographical area of the city of Nassau?
I'd say another maybe $2 billion over 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think in this day and time, and I would like to see if us Bahamians can really come up with some creative ideas, how do you think we can go about finding those funds to actually redevelop, whether it's in cash or in kind?
Well, you're going to have to look at corporate interests and sell downtown to make it like a going concern so that people see that they can make money there, whether that's residential life, whether that's educational life, whether that's just straight up commercial enterprises. You're going to have to make it a going concern. Now, downtown's already set up with some of the best concessions, probably the best concession regime in the country. So if you're serious about making money downtown, you can. When the Nassau Cruise Port is done, they've added another berth, so they'll be able to bring six ships in at a time.
Yeah, if those six, big ones.
Yeah, six ships, some of the biggest ships in the world can come. The biggest ships in the world can now come. If all, Mike Morris said, if the cruise is at expected capacity, if the cruise ships are at expected capacity, and there's six ships in the city of Nassau, that's 20,000 people coming on that ship daily, right?
Okay, right.
The ships often leave in the early afternoon. Sometimes they leave in the evening.
Yeah.
If you make the port somewhere desirable, round the clock for them to be, they'll wait.
Of course. They'll stay
for a day or two, and you can capture more money. Yeah, absolutely.
They used to do it years ago. See, the city of Nassau, as I remember before I lost my sight 50 years ago now, was a place, was really a sight to behold, even though it was colonial in its decor. It was nonetheless a pleasant and attractive place to be. So what I'm curious to know is, as far as any law, tax incentives, or commercial. What I suppose I'm trying to say is, should that be more of a social restaurant-ish kind of a hub now rather than the commercial that it used to be? Because obviously the commercial zone has moved over the hill. You're going to still have some commercial elements on Bay Street in the downtown area, but how do you think we should really go about best redeveloping? Because before the news, I really liked that call. From the gentleman who said his auntie lived in Las Vegas for 30-plus years and he experienced over there. That sounded pretty interesting. So I'd like to hear some more ideas like that from some of my fellow Bahamians, because I'm sure we, the Bahamian people, can come up with some wonderful ideas as to what to do down there to make it an experience for everybody and to how to easily and properly fund it. And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, for certain. Yeah. Yep. So there's no dearth of ideas or anything of this nature that are out there in terms of how you should go about redeveloping downtown. We've been through that over and repeatedly. All right. We've commissioned these studies again and again, and we have enough to choose from. Chester Cooper said this. There's enough going on that we have to choose from that we could figure out what we need to do in terms of downtown. All right? We got another call. No problem. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. No, not there. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon. It's McCartney.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in for a second on the, you was talking about the mental illness and, you know,
right.
The thing is, this conversation you're talking about needs to be talked about for a while in order to bring, you know, every Bahamian should be of an inglorious feeling, because the people who own these properties, you think their homes look like that? No, right?
No.
All right, so what I'm saying is, I just wanted to comment on the mental illness and the number of people you see wandering around like that. And so in our ignorance, we are quick to laugh at these people, but your uncle, I think, Tim McCartney is your uncle, right?
Yeah, Dr. Tim McCartney, he's passed on now.
Yeah, God, I know that, but he wrote a book called Neurosis in the Sun, or something like that, right?
Yes.
And it depicted the 1980 like drug scene and talks about cocaine addiction and alcohol-induced psychosis, etc., right?
Yes.
But the thing is, in the treatment itself of mental illness, the psychiatric field doesn't want the public to notice. But what they did was, Benby was laughing, saying they shocked him. They found out subsequently that this actually produced permanent brain damage. And they never admitted this. Mm. You see what I'm saying, Juan? You can look into it, man. Have a good day, brother.
Okay. Appreciate you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me? I don't... you can't hear me? Okay. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, 4259. All righty. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McGartney. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
Great, great, great. Mr. McGartney, those owners of those property downtown, you know, they're sitting on waiting on. They're waiting on the government to give them a big payday, you know.
Yeah.
That's why
someone to freak out on them.
Downtown.
Right, yeah.
So, right. You know what the government should do? They should make some law there, Mr. McGartney, give them a certain time to fix up downtown, and this is going to hurt them, what I'm going to say, Mr. McGartney, but give them exactly what they paid for it when they first bought it.
Yeah, back in some shillings.
Watch how quick they would fix that.
No, I agree.
Because how much they done make off those stores and stuff with their downtown? You know the millions they made?
Yep.
And they moved from there and went over the hill, went down Carmichael Road and have those properties sitting there, making money down there. Mm-hmm. Now they sitting down waiting on the government to give them a big payday.
Yep. Agreed.
Okay, Mr. McGartney, have a good day.
It's negligence is what it is. Good afternoon. No? Okay. Let's do text messages. We still haven't talked about the IMF. Okay, so let's do some text messages, then we can talk IMF. All right. And don't act like it's just me who had a relative with mental illness. Right? My family just decided it was something that they would deal with and they would take care of, and they were lucky enough that he didn't have, that he was able to live a fairly routine life with the aid of medication. All right? So don't act like it's just me, like all your families are perfect and nothing ever happened and you don't know that someone's out here living on the street who was raised well, whose family says, don't worry about it. All right, I can't do nothing else for them. And you don't know what they went, like I said, you don't know what they went through or didn't go through. But it happens, man. All right? Now, for you to just say, hey, let them just go and dangle, I don't think that makes sense. That's not the kind of society I want. It says they're busy prettying up the place for the royals, but looks like Mother Nature has other plans. Cold front coming Friday. Oh, boy. When's the regatta? Friday or Saturday? It says, well, it's a mystery to me why only half of downtown looks so good. On the other half is shambles. Both governments are to blame for that. At least Chester Cooper is taking a stance to make all of downtown better for the tourist. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around. Maybe if we line the vagrants up along the route, they'll get fixed up too. Just saying, yeah, man, you're joking, but you have a point. If they had that level of visibility, they'll go pick them up. Now, what they do with them after that is a question. This says, whoever's responsible for those scooters should be automatically awarded the contract for the ankle bracelet. LOL, fix the Bahamas. This says, great show as usual. Question, how we got so nasty as a people. We used to show so much pride, at which point people in Nassau got super incredibly nasty. I drove past the airport, so much garbage. Some of these people in Nassau must have been raised by goats. Well, I don't know. I can't speak to people's personal sense of pride in their surroundings. I used to think it was something that you kind of just innately wanted, but I now understand that that's something that you have to kind of ingrain in people, that it's for the best that you clean up after yourself and keep your surroundings clean. It says, I knew I had something to ask you, a wise one. Were the pilots of the Russian MiG jets that shot at the Flamingo Cuban or Russian? If my memory serves correct, they were Cuban. I'm not sure, though. It says, there's that word again, but you ain't serious. Avatar 2 releases November, December 2022. Trailer releases next week. I can't wait. Oh, real word? Avatar comes out this Christmas? I'm there. You ain't had to say that twice to me. Now, I got to be in 3D now, Fusion. I don't want to hear no games. It says, one, I love the silk cotton tree, but if we had a proper, knowledgeable agency dealing with roads, verges, etc., they would remove any young cotton tree sprouting in an area that it will obviously become an issue. They watch these trees grow until they uproot roads and sidewalks, obstructing driver's view in some cases. Then once they're big, old enough, they're protected by monuments and antiquities, so you can't touch them. Yeah, I was going to change that law, too. You know what what tree I didn't think they should have removed? That the silk cotton tree that was in the courtyard where in Bank Lane, right, where the Supreme Court is. This says JJ was talking about the vagrants being moved only because the prince is coming, but other than that, leave them there. I didn't get the sense that he said that at all. What I get the sense was he was saying, don't touch them, they're Bahamians, but the Cubans can do what they want, which isn't a logical position to take on crime or order in society or nationality for that matter. Hey, Juan, I think that we should have reenactments of our history downtown and by the forts. Imagine being able to watch how pirates operated at the forts. Yeah. Plus, you could do fort tours. Remember, you had a whole show about the secrets of the fort? Juan, those panhandlers make good money sometimes because God only tells Bahamians to give money to vagrants in the church. He doesn't tell people to tip more to anyone who provides them with an actual service. Yeah, true. I tip. You got to do something to get more than the 15%, though. If you can hit me with the 15% just by virtue of me sitting down, I'm sorry. You got to be on the ball for me to go over and beyond that. And I'm not trying to be stingy. I worked in the hotel. I know what's up. This says that's, what does it say? Did you hear the Royal Wizard is open to the public, but only the people who are COVID-19 vaccinated or test negative for COVID? What do you think about the Royal Wizard? Okay. This says, that was reported in the paper, quoting Michael Halkidis, is a bunch of garbage, hogwash. Mike is talking foolishness. The government can and needs to do more to take the pressure off the poor people. All right, so I gotta mention this before. I won't get to the whole IMF thing, right? So one of the things the IMF said is that inflation is expected to ease eventually, but that easing isn't going to come for some time because there's still pressure because of global developments, right? Such as Russia's war with Ukraine, such as continued supply chain issues, all right? So here's what the IMF says. It says, despite inflationary pressures only expecting to ease gradually, it will be important to allow higher international food and energy costs to pass through to domestic prices alongside targeted support to protect the poorest members of society. Okay, so what does that mean? So I'm decoding the IMF. What the IMF is saying is, and I disagree with the IMF, is that the government should just pass inflation along. So Michael Akita is saying there's not much we can do about inflation. Yeah, on the one hand, that's true. Not much you can do about it, importing the inflation, but there are things you can do as a government to ease the burden on consumers. But the IMF is saying, all right, allow international food and energy costs, higher prices, to pass through to domestic prices alongside targeted support to protect the poorest members of society. So international food and energy costs are expected to rise. Same with BPL, et cetera. We'll talk in a second about that. And food costs are expected to rise, right? So the IMF is saying, let that flow through to the grocery stores, et cetera, the gas pumps, the light companies, and those who can afford it, pay it, but use targeted support to protect the poorest members of society. So how do you use targeted support to protect the poorest members of society? There's certain ways you can do that, all right? The easiest way to do that is to subsidize energy and food, or to give direct payments to members of society so that they have extra money. Because the problem isn't that there's a lack of food. The problem is that the same dollar that you had a year ago isn't buying the same amount of food. And for people who are just getting back to work, and keep it in mind, there's a 14% unemployment rate that the IMF predicts, that I don't believe that. I think it's higher than that. But they're saying that you need to do something for the poorest in society. So the brilliant minds out there, explain to me what your takeaway was from the budget debate, all right, other than the National Food Distribution Task Force is cloaked in some sort of darkness, according to the Prime Minister and others. Explain to me what your takeaway was from this most recent mid-year budget debate that actually impacts you, that signaled to you that the government of the Bahamas is actually trying to impact people who are most vulnerable, which to me also means you're pouring that money back into the economy. Because here's the fact of the matter. The people who are most vulnerable, who are making the least amount of money, they're spending all that money. They're not saving it. They're not banking it. They're not paying it into consumer debt, all this other stuff. They're spending that money at the stores, buying whatever they need to carry on with their life. All right? So that money's going back into the economy. Therefore, you won't have as much contraction in consumer spending because the poorest among you are able to afford it. Who among you heard something that relates directly to the government helping you? Those of you who are most vulnerable, who consider you most vulnerable. If you're unemployed, I consider you most vulnerable. So that's one in, what, 7, 8 people? Plus those who are already probably just living with their head just above the poverty line and inflation put them under. Did anyone hear anything coming out of the budget debate that suggests that there's some sort of aid or assistance or remedy that the government has planned out that's coming your way? Because I didn't. And maybe I didn't pay close enough attention. Because I listened to the Minister of Public Works, and I did not hear any indication about what is going on with BPL or how that's being monitored to impact energy costs. Remember, we heard the big talk, they're going to meet subcommittee of cabinet, they're going to figure out LNG and solar and all this, rah, rah, rah. Right? Did any of you hear anything that impacts how you'll be able to afford energy? Gas at the pump? Right, for the taxi drivers that are just kind of getting back into the swing of things, did you guys hear anything that suggests you're going to get some sort of relief? No? I didn't hear it. Did you hear from the Minister of Social Services how the RISE program is going, that they promised about 8 months ago they were going to give people cash directly through the RISE program? Did anyone hear about that, how that's going? Did anyone hear, besides from all the hubbub about the National Food Distribution Task Force, which I don't dismiss, $53 million, a lot of money, did anybody hear how the feeding program that the Food Distribution Task Force transferred to the Department of Social Services is going? Are you guys getting food on a weekly basis through the Department of Social Services like you were? Are you getting assistance through the Department of Social Services like you were? I know you're not getting your NIB unemployment assistance that was non-contributory. So I know that that's ended. So what did you get out of the budget from anyone who spoke in the House of Assembly or the Senate that suggests that someone's paying keen attention on how to take relief off of people who feel the most pressure as inflation rises? Because I got nothing, and maybe I missed it, but I find it to be a futile exercise to have a budget debate that speaks to things that are not impacting people directly in their everyday lives. So putting gas in your car, all right, the jitney drivers want to hike. They're gonna look at that. Everything's they're looking at it, right? Putting food on your table, paying your light bill because it's warming up now, right? You're gonna need to burn that AC, or you're gonna sweat. I didn't hear anything that addresses those things. I heard a bit about economic recovery, a bit about jobs, but nothing concrete. The best news I would say was that it looks like positive developments going on in Grand Bahama at the moment. But maybe you heard something I did not. Because out of the entire budget debate, the things that matter most to people on the ground, I didn't hear anyone addressing. And so the Prime Minister says, well, Barbados did some stuff to try cap gas prices at the pump and food costs. But he said Barbados also has income tax. Should we do income tax? No one's saying that. One doesn't necessarily translate to the other. But Barbados has 15% corporate tax on companies, domestic and foreign. Should we do that? I'm not saying that, although I think you will do that. But I'm saying let's not act like the tax cut that occurred a few months ago didn't also run parallel to some tax increases for probably the sector that contributes the most to tax receipts in the economy. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
With our new hot honey chicken biscuit that is forged in flavor and made fresh every morning just for you. Forged from a fusion of sweet honey and spicy heat. Wendy's new hot honey chicken biscuit is our breaded premium all-white chicken breast topped with habanero honey served on a fresh baked buttermilk biscuit. It offers the perfect balance of sweet heat. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
The Water and Sewage Corporation is pleased to announce the return of its national essay and video competition this year after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic under the theme, The Importance of Water in a Pandemic. Schools across the country that have received letters and flyers should note that there was an error on the flyer, which indicated 10 to 12 graders can participate. However, schools advised that only 10 and 11 graders should submit essays or videos on or before Friday, April 22, 2022, instead of Friday, April 1st, 2022, as was previously indicated. The top winners in both categories will receive a scholarship award to an accredited local or international college or university of their choice.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good for
you. Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S.
Johnson Insurance, peace of mind. One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Tuberculosis, also called TB, is a contagious disease that mostly affects the lungs and can sometimes affect other parts of the body. The bacteria that causes TB can be spread when droplets from an infected person is released into the air through coughing or sneezing. Some signs and symptoms of TB include a cough that lasts 3 weeks or longer, pain in the chest, coughing up blood, weakness or tiredness, weight loss of appetite, chills, fever, or night sweats. If you experience any of these symptoms, contact your healthcare provider immediately or contact the Tuberculosis Surveillance Unit at 502-4728 or 502-4803, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the Ministry of Health. Tuberculosis is a disease that can be treated and cured.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. We're talking about the IMF in brief, but the fact that the IMF says to you that you need to do targeted assistance to help the poorest among you is a real sticking point. Because we just had a budget debate where I didn't hear any of that. And here's what's true. Here's what I'm willing to bet a dozen chicken patties on. If the PLP were the opposition, they would have screamed all throughout that budget debate about how the poor people are catching hell and the government's not doing anything to help them. That would have been the marching song for everyone to sing about during that budget debate for the PLP. And I know I only have 7 members of FNM, but y'all got to get it together. Y'all now have a new chairman. You have a new deputy leader. Like, y'all can get together to talk about something other than the VAT on bread basket items. It's a lot deeper stuff going on where people are actually hurting. And while you can't really make up for the dumbness that Minnis did, you could point out that, look, you said you were going to put targeted assistance toward people. That's not happening. People are in actual need, and not just poor people. You're going to have a lot of people who are working who broke because everything's going up. For the first time in quite some time, and maybe this is just the bougie in me, I really looked at my grocery bill, and I went and ordered. I usually will get a certain amount of food, and it'll hit me like $90. And the other day, it was like $160. I kid you not. And I start looking at the prices of things, and things are going up and up and up. And can the government control inflation? No. It's imported. But the government has tools in its arsenal to ease the burden on the buying public. All right? The government controls the taxes. You can do certain things that ease that burden, even if it's for just a short period of time. Or you can take direct cash and give it to the people who are the poorest if you're concerned about food security for people. All right? So please, I said at the beginning of the show, you're going to get mad at me, but I don't recognize this PLP from the PLP post winning the government. Because before y'all won the government, every single message was focused on how many people are hurting. And I'm sorry, don't be under this false belief that because you're now the government, that everything's going to be okay. and just hold on a little bit longer. There's still a lot of desperate people, a lot of hungry people. You could probably track what food costs from when you got in power 6 months ago to now. And it is dramatically higher. You don't want to take any responsibility for this BPL issue when people got to come pay these light bills. It could be a problem. I've asked repeatedly for someone to come talk to me about what's going on with the real property tax from the Ministry of Finance or Department of Inland Revenue. Nobody wants to come talk. That's your middle class being impacted. That's going to be a problem. All right, so again, focus, PLP. I'm not your enemy. I want you to succeed. I want you to do well. And FNM, y'all are lousy. Like, you can't use their words against them. Like, y'all, I mean, like I said, I'm not your chairman. I ain't getting paid. If I were, like, private enterprise, I could help you. Y'all can't focus better than y'all did during the budget debate. You can't take the 50 speeches that the Progressive Liberal Party made and Davis them made talking about how poor people are hurting and tie that back into inflation and the government's reluctance to do anything tangible. Are y'all just there for a show or what? Just like so the FNM WhatsApp group gives y'all clout or what? What is it? Are you actually represent people who are having issues? I don't know. Let me know what it is. Because I came out of the budget debate and I didn't get anything that says, oh yeah, this is real relief for people. I get, hey, government revenue's going better, and that's great, sure. Hey, we can go build a medium security prison for $40 million, right? I got an idea. How about you not use the $30 million that you planned for finishing that baseball stadium and you direct that to emergency relief for people who are catching hell, like y'all keep saying, out here on this road. Let me know. Because I'll tell you this, it's early, but when people in the food store, in fact, I'm not even guessing. I go into the food stores, all right? All over. All right? When people are out here buying goods and they're like, oh, look at the price of this. The government ain't doing nothing. Yeah, but they could fly everybody to Dubai. That's the line. And I keep hearing these governments go over and over when they lose power. Oh, it's that we didn't get our message out. Nah, it's not that you didn't get your message out. It's that you didn't listen to what the people were saying on the ground and align your message and actions to try to alleviate some of that frustration. But hey, do your thing. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing, comrade?
I'm good. How's it going?
Well, Juan, let me tell you something. I've been listening to the radios and over the close of the past 50 years, Juan, and it's so sad because with all the intelligentsia we have in this country, for 50 years, Juan, we've been asking the same questions over and over again, putting in, juggling between the two parties, what to do with Bay Street, what to do. Let me tell you something. We might as well call it for what it is and stop this madness. I mean, the Bahamian electorate. Bay Street and the government, whichever one it is, are controlled by the oligarch. You think they can put any tax or any restrictions on their properties what they own downtown, no matter which government in one? We need to stop this one and call it what it is. For 50 years, the Bahamian people have been doing this. My Lord, one.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Call it what it is. You know what I mean? It's very easy. You see what they would be doing in Iraqi? They give us one stall. I remember in the little stall, everybody stand up on the stall there under the tree. But you see what Iraqi come through? If you give the aim in something, they could do it. That you see out there is by design, yeah? Unless stop talking with the government, this F and M, that fear, because both of them is coming. And we cried the same thing for 5 years. Thanks for taking the call, comrade.
No problem. But I'll tell you this. I got to, notwithstanding all that, I do think the budget debate was a missed opportunity for the PLP and the FNM. But I'll say this. I can't tie Brave Davis to Perry Christie and Hubert Ingram and Hubert Minnis and Lyndon Pinling. All right? So all that went on before that hit some sort of logjam, right? I don't know that it'll be the same type of action with Brave Davis and Chester Cooper. Now, I hope that Chester Cooper is very serious in what he's saying, and I hope that he has the backing of the Attorney General and the backing of the police and who else? Everybody else who he needs, the cabinet and the prime minister, and that they make some intentional action happen downtown. Because I don't know that there's a better story for the PLP historically than they were the party that transformed downtown from some shell of a relic that the Bay Street Boys let deteriorate into this shining thing that millions of tourists every year get to experience, and that they facilitated that. Others had other stuff to do with it, but if I'm the PLP, that's the story I want to tell, all right? Beyond, go take your $30 million for the baseball stadium and go help feed people while we're talking about the food distribution task force. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Everything cool. Thank God for life. Hey, look here, bro. King, you knocked the nail right on the head, man. This is PLP talking to you. This pop here. Listen, when you say you ain't recognize this PLP as the PLP, and if they was in opposition, they would have been making noise over this budget. Let me stand up as a PLP. This is what they don't like, and this is what they need to do. All your so-called PLPs out there, they would have been making noise with you in the budget. Like you said, one, I have to agree with you. I ain't observed nothing like that for the poor people. I would have thought my Negro brothers would have come back and say, well, look here, we do this 10% whack in January. We realize it hurting y'all crying. So we can take it off for 6 months or 1 year. They even ain't do that. They carry on like that. That news what they're doing with the NGOs and what this one daughter doing, who had $2 million. Yes, good for us to find out the information, but that ain't help us pay our bills or put no food in our stomach. I don't recognize my PLP brothers them right now. We would have been making noise. Come on, man. Yeah, the wadding ain't the only thing we can talk about or they could do, but that's something they can fix. I have to agree with the text writer. What Mike is talking about is a bunch of hogwash, garbage. And they talking about the international people saying about the poor people, put something on the side to do for them. When we do that, we need to be more creative, man. Because what the word is you want to use? Sustainable or sustainable? How about to give people their money or checks or whatever? How long we keep doing it? Let's do something to empower them. We could do a lot of island farming and stuff. People could go on the farm island on the ferry and come right back in a couple of days. We need to be thinking out of the box. Just how we can go do something for downtown and what is needed. Let's be more creative and we look out for the poor people. We don't need no international people to tell us to take care of one another. I don't recognize, but boy, one, you know, hey, look here, King, you knocked the nail right on there. That's what I like about you, and I want to be. Man, don't worry about no mind with you or what they think, man. Yeah, early, but you will be surprised to know the damage what they done do for their friends, family, and lovers.
Well,
they follow it warm. We got to put our foot down on the PLPs or whatever. I mean, I might say I'm a PLP, but I say country first. I'm a nationalist first. Think I blame, but how much I like Brave Davis or how cool he is or what he's do for poor people. He's the Minister of Finance. He could help to take the pressure off. The littlest thing they could do could help. It mightn't mean nothing to them who could afford to buy their steak and lobster. The corned beef mightn't be good. It might be bread, casket items or whatever. But that's what we eat, boy. They need to do better, but I don't recognize them, boy. And I support this New Day government. They don't turn out to be a disappointment.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not saying that the PLP doesn't want to help. I'm saying that you have a mid-year budget debate and you have 30 people speaking. Somewhere in there, as inflation skyrockets, as fuel prices skyrocket, as energy prices skyrocket, I don't know what's going to happen with BPL because nobody's clarified it for me yet. You need to explain that you are very cognizant of how people are feeling on the ground. 6 months isn't that long ago. Yes, corn in Egypt, contract money going around. But people need to understand that you are about addressing their concerns. All right? When you alleviate that immediate concern, then people can start to go along with you and go, okay, let's talk big picture. All right? But when they're hungry, when they're desperate, it's very difficult to see the forest through the trees. Yes, I want new prison. All right. I don't care if you finish the baseball stadium or not, but I want new roads. I want new power plants. I want police to be outfitted. I want new schools, all that. But you have to give people the sort of hope to understand that we're addressing your needs immediately, and we're also looking at the long-term vision as well, or the medium-term vision as well. And I think to the extent that you don't do that, even though, yes, the budget debate is about the mid-year budget performance, I think it's a total missed opportunity. FNM, I don't know what y'all doing. I couldn't. Me one would have been in there and hold the PLP by myself. I don't. What are y'all doing in there? And y'all meeting and talking about? I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. All right, we got to go. Before we go, COVID-19 vaccines and boosters are safe, effective, and protect you against getting seriously ill, being hospitalized, and dying from the COVID-19 virus. The vaccine offers the best protection against COVID-19 when combined with physical distancing, hand washing or sanitizing, and wearing your face mask properly. Visit vax.gov.bs to book an appointment or simply walk in to any of our locations. We got to go. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.